Hello and welcome to the Goddess Connection podcast. This is Sage. I know it has been a minute since I have been with you guys, but I have been busy, busy. The goddess experiences are doing what they do, and I could not be happier. And so one of the things that I want you guys to know is that I don't podcast and share because it's on my calendar, because I have a note that says record podcast this week. If I do not feel led to share something, I don't have anything to share. If I do not feel led to address something or deal with something or teach something, I don't. I'm just not that girl who's going to force something, come up with something, or make something up simply because there's a time slot to fill. That's not what I do, and that is not who I am. So, with that being said, I am going to respond or talk about something that happened a few days ago. And I'm going to title this message, "The Lunacy of Telling Someone They Don't Have to Respond." Recently, I had someone send me a very lengthy message as they said everything that they wanted to say and how they wanted to say it and when they wanted to say it. And as I scanned the message report, all I could do was laugh and shake my head. And then they had the nerve to end with, "And you don't have to respond." Now, not only was that childish, it was childish. And I'm good and grown, right? So if I want to say something or if I want to respond to something, that is exactly what I am going to do. And someone telling me that I don't have to or shouldn't or don't isn't going to shake or bake me or rattle me either way, right? So when people do that and say things like that, it's really just a manifestation of their power lessness, right? They just don't have any personal power. They don't have any self-control. And so they try to project that onto someone else by saying to them, "Oh, and you don't have to respond," after they have unloaded. I did respond with best wishes because that is what I hold in my heart for them. But their command to not respond reeked of a lack of emotional intelligence, immaturity, and self-centeredness. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that has come across those types of responses and engagements. And so I decided that I was going to share here. Now, what I want you to understand is that no one gets to unload their emotional baggage, trauma, drama at your door and then skip away, right? And if you happen to be one of those people who feel that you have a right to do that, then you have a tremendous amount of work to do. When you engage someone, you should expect a response. You should expect communication to be two-sided. And if you don't feel healthy enough or stable enough or mature enough to handle what somebody's response may be on the other side, then don't engage. Just don't engage, because that doesn't serve you well. It's childish. And so we can't grow and we can't evolve, you know, playing in the sandbox when it's time to have a conversation. And that's a part of growing and maturing, right? And what this person also failed to realize is being upset with me, or anyone for that matter, for something they initiated and set in motion will not serve them well. When we refuse to hold ourselves accountable for our outcomes, that does not work out in our good. And certainly pissing off a midwife in the spirit will not serve you well, right? And you know what? When I thought about it, there was a time that I would go tit for tat with people. until I had them laid out on the altar like a bleeding sacrifice, because my tongue, intuition, wit, and delivery is nothing to play with. But you know what? That was a manifestation of ego. If you hit me, I was going to lay you out. Ego. I personally do not subscribe to the turn the other cheek theory. That's not Dana. That's not Sage, right? And so if you step, I'm going to take two steps, right? Ego. And in doing my own self-work, I had to realize that not everything warranted a response, but that's my decision to make. Not everything warrants me showing up to the fight, the knife fight, with a machine gun. Not everything is even a fight. Some things I have learned to ignore and let go. That's growth. But that's my growth, and I get to determine what I will respond to, what I won't respond to, and how. But no one gets to define my response or your response or lack thereof, right? So the message was disappointing, because what led them to me in the first place was their desire to be better. And here they were choosing not to be better. But one thing I know for sure, people are going to people. And when they do, I don't twist and turn with them. I don't argue. I don't fight, because it's for what? Right? So when people show up and act out, you let them and you walk away. And you may walk away for a moment. You may walk away for a season, and you may walk away for a lifetime, depending on the weight that person has in your life, the significance that they have, and how they fare in your tomorrow. But for far too long and too often, people have the mitigated gall to think that they can do things, that they can strike, that they can say, that they can hit, that they can do whatever, and that the other person doesn't have a right to respond and engage. So when you come across that type of energy, just know that that person is suffering. That person is insensitive. That person lacks emotional intelligence. They don't have the bandwidth to even manage or handle the conflict that they bring. And that is all a reflection of them, and that is all their problem. And not to let other people's problems become your problem. A shay and amen. You know, I don't let other people's problems become my problems. I used to carry a lot of stuff. I don't do that anymore. That's heavy. I do my work. And I do it in the spirit of excellence. I hold people accountable. I expect people to hold themselves accountable. And I let it all come out in the wash, right? And so as you go into this week and people bring drama and trauma and baggage to your door, respond accordingly or not. But realize it's your decision to make. And your choice to do so. All right. Ashe, 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 and amen. Have a great day, beautiful people. Mwah.